This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, I got slammed into that break. And I was using the military analogy of, you know, the fact that things are locked and loaded. I mean, not in a political fashion. Kind of like you talk about the UT, Oklahoma, you know, games of shootout. I guess another analogy could be the bankruptcy of InfoWars is we're 9 months pregnant. We're making it through the bankruptcy, the reorganization. Things have gone really well. But it's been in that process that there's been a lot of attempts to shut us down by making false claims and false statements. Notice in the media, you just saw thousands of articles saying outrageous stuff that I've stolen money, hidden money, we had hundreds of millions of dollars. It's all just completely made up. But for all that stuff you saw publicly, there were other allegations made that were totally not true as well, that I bit my tongue and put up with. And then seeing that basically be prepared again, or you know, claims about me that are not true, and things like that, definitely towards an end, to where, oh, well, they tried to go through bankruptcy. They were shut down because they fell into bankruptcy because it looks too bad to outright shut us down. Remember, the plaintiff's lawyer said, we don't want money. We want to silence them on him off air. Well, they now know I've got all these offers other places, so they don't even want that now. Now they, quote, do want the money. But it's not even the other side that's even doing that. It's the things in this country are just so screwed up. And again, you've seen the attempts to get Tucker Carlson off the air. You've seen the attempts to get James O'Keefe off the air. You've seen the attempts to trump up charges against Andrew Tate and get him off the air. This is intelligence agency stuff. And this is grand scheme type things that are going on. And again, they want the story that they take InfoWars down because I was bad or I did something wrong. And they just haven't been able to manufacture that. They haven't been able to dig that up from all the different parties, all the different factors, all the different sides. And so now we know their track and know what their plan is. And they're going to try to nip that in the bud and just move forward and just be honorable to people as we've been. But if we're unable to, then you'll be the first to know exactly what's going on and what's going to happen. But we need your prayers. But the people trying to silence us, you need to understand Tucker Carlson is bigger than ever. You need to understand that James O'Keefe is bigger than ever. You need to understand that they're so scared of Andrew Tate. They're trying to put him in prison. He's bigger than ever. And as long as we don't give up, this deep state's not going to win. I mean, look at how Biden's getting ready to go down. Look at how the globalists are so unpopular. Look how nationalists and populists are getting elected all over the world. Look at how Joe Rogan's so hardcore now. Look at all these other big Hollywood people now are coming out against Hollywood. So InfoWars and this audience together has already really given the globalists a run for their money. We already laid the groundwork, the foundation for everybody else that's here today. We've got more important over the horizon work to do. So I am in South Texas visiting family. I'm going to get in the car here in about 30 minutes, and I'm going to be on the War Room today. So it'll probably be the second hour of the War Room, but by about 4 or 5 p.m. today, I'll be there, and I'll be there tomorrow. And I was already going to be there a couple days anyways. I'll be hosting here from the road. I had a great show yesterday with Steve Bannon and others, really powerful. Hope you'll share that. But please don't take InfoWars for granted. Please don't take Bandai Video for granted. Please don't take this infrastructure and this crew for granted, because we've been to hell and back together. And they're really worried about the next viral thing we're going to expose. They're really worried about our analysis that's second to none. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank the crew for all the great work they've done. And I just want you to know that I'm not going to be strangled slowly. I'm not going to be set up. I'm not going to be scapegoated. I'm not going to be somebody that patsies along with this stuff that's been going on. I am going to continue to stand up for what's right. And, you know, back when they tried to censor me when I had the number one show in Austin and I got fired, I only got bigger. And all the other stuff we've been through, God only opens bigger doors each time. When I exposed 9/11, right when it happened, I was on over 160 stations, went down to about 30 stations, and went from bringing in about $5 million a year to bringing in $200,000 a year. But I was using that money to build our infrastructure, so I didn't care. We'd already built it. And so I never back down. I never give in. And so I want to thank you all. Just take the articles, take the videos, share them like your lives depend on it, because they do. But pray. Pray that enemies of free speech and those that would set up snares for us, that those snares be frustrated and I'll be defeated, and that God deal with our enemies however God sees fit. But again, I want to thank you all for your support. And I want you to know that I'm not going to take any of this stuff lying down. And so hopefully this type of stuff goes away. But if it doesn't, then so be it.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum of CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more because that's who we're getting it from. Right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Well, I wish there was more of an effort to have Anthony Fauci investigated, charged for his crimes. But Rand Paul seems to be the only one leading the way. But he's not giving up. Rand Paul says he has Fauci dead to rights. There's probably never been a government official caught more red-handed lying to us. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, discussed his criminal referral of Anthony Fauci to the Department of Justice in an interview Tuesday, declaring that we have him dead to rights. And, of course, Fauci knew all about the gain-of-function research. He lied about it under oath. Fauci knew that his department was funding the Wuhan lab, the Chinese military bioweapons lab. He knew all of it. He lied about all of it under oath. Oh, man, it's just... See, I have this problem. It's like a weird, maybe it's like a, call it a quirk, or maybe it's even like a, maybe a mental problem. When I look and I dive into something and there's a gigantic logical fallacy in front of me, like, my whole brain just breaks down. And the whole Anthony Fauci thing is the perfect example. All the American media tells you how scared you need to be of COVID. The American media says, you need to be scared of COVID. It's deadly. It's bad. It's the worst thing ever. Lock you down. Take your rights. Everything, right? We all remember that. We all experienced that. And then here's the guy. Here's the grandfather, the godfather, the daddy, the head honcho, the guy that made the virus, funded the lab, responsible for the death. And he's the hero? What? All you leftists out there, you need to close your business. You need to take a vaccine. You need to wear a mask. You need to practice social distancing. COVID, COVID, COVID. You're going to get somebody sick. COVID, COVID, COVID. Okay, COVID's really bad. Worst thing ever. Where did it come from? Who made it? Who paid for its production? Whoa. We don't want to talk about that. They'll blame Donald Trump for COVID, and they'll tell you Anthony Fauci deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, that is such a sign of broken civilization, a broken people. Oh, it's just like a dagger right in my stomach. Because we all went through it. We all suffered through the COVID lies and BS and tyranny. And then there's the rat bastard responsible for the whole thing, Anthony Fauci. And somehow, not only does he get a pass, he gets the praise. He gets rewarded. He gets profits. Don't stop, Rand Paul. Don't stop. Please don't stop, Rand Paul. Keep it going. Anthony Fauci needs to be criminally charged, investigated, and probably at least in jail for what he's done. And all the people that talked about how bad COVID was and loved all the advantages you got from the COVID economy and the COVID climate and everything else, and then you give Anthony Fauci a pass, you are despicable. You are demonic. By the way, how are those vaccines going? Not so hot, actually. More young athletes giving out during athletic competition. Chinese tennis star Yibing Wu, 23 years old, collapses in scary city open scene. And he was in the middle of a tennis tournament. He was winning the match, set to win the match in advance in the city open. When he passed out, staff was rushed over to provide him aid as he collapsed to the ground. And this is the second time that this has happened to this individual. He may never be able to finish tennis competitions again. Kind of like Bronny James. Young athletes giving out post-vaccine, nothing to see here. Here's another one. Broncos, NFL Denver Broncos, to cut wide receiver KJ Hamler after he reveals a heart condition. Heart condition. He's been diagnosed with a heart condition, pericarditis, having chest pains, and couldn't finish workouts during the summer camp. He has been cut. Again, the number one vaccine side effect, the cardiac issues, he's now been cut. Does KJ Hamler know what has happened to him? Well, I'm sure his buddy DeMar Hamlin will let him know. Oh, wait, no. Nobody's allowed to mention the vaccine and DeMar Hamlin's name in the same sentence. No idea what's happening to all these young athletes. And neither does Anthony Fauci, I'm sure. And neither does the mainstream media. What could it be? Mainstream media shocked by 30% increase in heart attack deaths among ages 25 to 44. 25 to 44, many of them young, healthy people having the heart problems post-vaccine. But don't say that. So it's like they're all on TV because it's a story they can't help but cover. It gets ratings. People dropping dead with heart problems. What is going on? A great mystery. More at 9. This segment brought to you by the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine. Side effects include all the heart attacks we're talking about. When we come back, we'll pretend like we don't know what's causing the heart attacks. A recent study revealing young Americans have seen a 30% increase in heart attack deaths since the spring of 2020 is puzzling mainstream media pundits who must have forgotten about the experimental COVID jabs forced onto the world right at the exact same time. Yeah, they don't really want to bring up that how they forced them onto you issue, do they? They want to pretend like that never happened. They want to pretend like these tyrants never showed their true identities during COVID with the lockdowns and the masks and the vaccine. No, you showed your true colors. Global government, no bodily autonomy, no free market, total tyranny. And they loved it. They love being able to tell you what to do. And wear your mask! Have you taken your vaccine? See, again, it all goes back to the same story. It all goes back to the same story. They lie in order to perpetuate their tyranny. Whether they lie about climate change, whether they lie about a virus, whether they lie about a homophobic attack in the 90s. They lie, then they write legislation off of the lie. And then you're forced into the tyranny because of the lie. And they do it with everything. And this is how the left has operated throughout human history. It's no different today. We used to understand this as Americans. We used to understand the dangers of communism and socialism so much so that we despised the ideologies. Not anymore. What has happened? Propaganda and brainwashing. And look at this as a perfect example. Angry New York City Democrats stage a rally, an anti-Biden rally, ripping him for being asleep at the wheel on migrant crisis. What? So it's Democrat politicians, Democrat city councilmen and women, all Democrats, have an anti-Biden rally, and they say the president is asleep at the wheel. Here's one councilman, Robert Holden. The president is asleep at the wheel on this one, folks, and I'm a Democrat. What? So you're telling me the Democrat voters that voted Democrat, that vote for the open border policies, that vote for the sanctuary city policies, that now have their cities overwhelmed with the immigrants that they voted to have there, are now mad? This is your own decision. This is your own work. You did this. And they say Biden is asleep at the wheel. You voted for Biden. You're asleep at the wheel. It's not Biden being asleep at the wheel. Biden might be asleep at the wheel or not. You're asleep at the wheel. You, the Democrat voter. You, the liberal progressive. You, the anti-Trumper. You, the Biden denial syndrome victim. You are asleep at the wheel. Everything you voted for is about to crush you, and you're going to blame the guy you voted for.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
In the last 24 hours in Texas, you had one in Bryan, Texas, Union Pacific, cleaning up a train derailment near Midtown Park, and then Lubbock, Texas, train derailment reported near US 84 between Amherst and Sudan, Texas. The train derailments. Don't worry, because Pete Buttigieg is all over it. He is on it. He likes trains. Yeah, we're not talking about those trains. Pete Buttigieg, he's got all the answers. All these train derailments under his watch, the flight delays, everything. Are you surprised that Pete Buttigieg is too incompetent to find out what's going on with these issues? Where is he even? I think he's on mother's duty. I think he's in he's on mommy duty today. So he can't be bothered with that, obviously. You can't be bothered with that. Maybe the health minister, Rachel Devine, the woman with the penis and balls, maybe she can help figure this one out. Vegan influencer, 39 years old, dies of starvation. And her friends suspected this was going to happen. She was so malnourished, refusing to eat anything but fruit, she's now dead from starvation. But that's just the epitome of what the left world order has in store for you. Starve you to death, ration your food. But first they have to tell you that all the good things are bad. Meat is bad. Freedom is bad. Cars are bad. Energy is bad. Death is good. Death is good. Is what they want you to think. Maybe that's why they love this war so much. They want to see this war with Putin. Are they going to call for war with China too? Now, somebody is provoking Russia into a larger escalation here. Moscow tower hit for second time in drone strike. Russia accuses Ukraine of new drone attack on Moscow, hitting a tower for the second time in 3 days. A skyscraper in central Moscow was struck in a drone attack for the second time in about 48 hours, damaging the building's facade and further underscoring the Russian capital's vulnerability. These are most likely proxy groups doing this. And that's not to take this lightly, because somebody is clearly trying to provoke Russia into a larger escalation here, which is what the West, NATO and Biden need to launch a full-scale war. And so Russia has not taken any of the bait. They blew up the pipeline. They false-flagged Poland. They blew up bridges. And Russia just refuses to escalate. So they're just going to probably keep peppering them with drone attacks and anything they can and just see if they can provoke Russia into a larger attack. And we should not be... this is... Folks, this stuff doesn't happen slowly. These things happen at the flick of a switch. No, I don't want Russia to nuke anything. I don't want Russia to strike anywhere. I don't want the West to strike anywhere. I don't want a war here. But let's be clear. Somebody is trying to provoke Russia into a larger strike. And if they do it, then all bets are off on where things go from there. Hungarian foreign minister says the European Union expects to fund the war in Ukraine for another 4 years. the never-ending war. Always taking our money to fund it, too. Our money, our weapons. Now, we're broke, have no ammunition. But, hey, it's for Ukraine. Slava Ukraina. Nothing is enough for Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky says. Nothing is enough. He needs more money. He needs more weapons. What about peace? Not interested. So what is the ultimate agenda here? Do they really want to remove Putin? Do they really want to have Ukraine in NATO? Is it just a giant money laundering operation, weapons laundering operation that they just want to go on perpetually? But then why try to provoke Russia into a larger attack when you'd be hurting your own golden goose? Or maybe there's just rogue groups blowing up Russia that really just hate Russians. We know that goes on. I mean, you've seen the American left. Disturbing footage, Ukraine civilians killed and maimed by Western-supplied missiles launched by Ukrainian military. Now, they were claiming that these were Russian rockets. They were claiming that this was a Russian attack, but it was missiles that came from the West. It's really just disgusting that we're funding all this. It's so evil. It's so despicable. Our politicians are just gross people. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, just, you can't even imagine. You can't even imagine. And then it's like, I have to deal with these Democrats that claim that they don't want war, and then they vote for war every time. AOC does a whole speech railing against the military-industrial complex. She votes for it every single time, every single chance she gets. And now our treasure is being used to promote the death of hundreds of thousands of people in Ukraine. And how any of our politicians can continue to vote for this and not feel bad at all is beyond me. It just shows how inhuman they are. Every time they voted for this war in Ukraine, every time they've sent more weapons, more ammunition, it's resulted in tens of thousands of more people dying. Never had to happen. Totally unnecessary. The blood is on our politicians' hands. And it's like they don't even care. They really just have no remorse at all that hundreds of thousands of people have died because they want this war in Ukraine to go on. And, you know, Zelensky ain't exactly a freedom lover. He's been persecuting journalists and churches. And one journalist that we hadn't heard from in about a month has just reemerged. That's Gonzalo Lira. Many people were worried for his life. He's back trying to escape Ukraine. I'll try to get as much of this in as possible before the break. Right now, I'm about to try to get out of Ukraine and seek political asylum in Hungary. This is Zelensky regime trying to have this man arrested or killed for telling the truth about what's going on in the war. Either I'll cross the border and make it to safety, or I'll be disappeared by the Kiev regime. This is what's happened to me over the past 3 months. He got arrested for his YouTube videos because he was telling the truth about what's going on. And, you know, Zelensky, the freedom lover, had him arrested. He shows the documents of the indictments where they admit that he didn't commit any crimes against any property or person. But because he's reporting the news, they had to have him locked up. He says, that's Zelensky's Ukraine. That's what his thuggish regime cares about, the perception of democracy and the rule of law, so as to mask the sordid, corrupt reality. And, of course, sitting behind it, cheering the whole thing on, is the American liberal, with its hands dripping in blood. The American liberal celebrates the tyranny in Ukraine.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full-spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So a stunning thing has been discovered in California, and it's almost making no headlines. I'm actually still stunned as I monitor the news all day and all night how this barely even makes a story. They had the never-ending COVID coverage, the never-ending COVID death count, the red alerts, you saw it all. And then they find an underground bio lab linked to the Chinese in California with COVID and mice that can carry it and spread it, and it barely even makes the news. Here's one news coverage of it. Again, secret bio lab with COVID and bioengineered mice found in California. Barely makes the news. I don't know. You'd think they'd be more shocked and the will to cover this would be a lot greater considering the COVID freakout, and yet it's barely a news story. But here's some of the latest.
never experienced something like this in the last 26 years of my county career. So this is, I think, a very unique situation.
A lab operating in Reedley has been shut down after an investigation found it was filled with hazardous materials, chemicals, and medical waste. The lab was discovered last year after a simple violation opened the door to something authorities say was much more disturbing, a facility operating unlicensed and unpermitted.
Action News reporter Brianna Willis joins us in the studio tonight with the timeline of the investigation and more on what authorities say they discovered inside. Brianna?
Margot Warren, the legal action started in March of this year when the Fresno County Department of Public Health worked with the city of Reedley to get a court-issued warrant to inspect a property in Reedley. Through the process, health officials say they found the company, Proceed Biotech and Universal Meditech, have refrigerators filled with chemicals, human blood, illegal COVID and pregnancy tests, and just under 1,000 mice. But as of earlier this month, all of those materials have been properly disposed of by health officials, and those I spoke with say this is something they've never seen before.
It all started back in December 2022 with this green garden hose running through this property in the city of Reedley.
Our code enforcement officer really paying attention, driving down the streets, sees something that looks out of place, stops, knocks on the door, and lo and behold, we discover folks who are storing things, operating in 850 I Street, unlicensed, unpermitted.
By March of this year, court documents show Fresno County, in collaboration with the city of Reedley, applied for a warrant to inspect the property after inspectors found reasons to believe it did not meet health and safety standards. They later applied for a warrant to abate conditions on the property that were deemed a public nuisance. Joe Prado with the Fresno County Department of Public Health says through those orders, they found Prestige Biotech and Universal Meditech Biotech, Inc. have biological agents at the facility.
Is that there was some laboratory mice on site at this location. What we heard from the business owner that they were doing some type of testing with those mice to see whether or not their COVID test kits were actually effective in detecting COVID. So that was one example of what they shared and what the purpose of the laboratory mice were being on site.
In addition to the 951 mice that were either dead or in distress, a state medical waste investigation shows refrigerators and freezers with blood and containers labeled as serum or plasma and found Prestige Biotech is not registered with the department as a medical waste generator. Court documents also show CDC staff found at least 20 potentially infectious agents from chlamydia to hepatitis. And city staff say those in the lab told them they are making pregnancy and COVID-19 tests. Reedley City Manager Nicole Ziba says they learned the company previously operated in Fresno.
Our understanding is that this company was in Fresno, that there was a fire that displaced them, and for an interim measure, it just happened to be Reedley that they stopped in for storage and interim operation.
Through the abatement warrant approvals, officials have stopped the lab.
On July 7th of this year, we were able to abate all the biological agents at that particular site.
All right, so
both Ziva and Prado say
virus gets out of a lab, people get sick, and the mainstream media tells you you have to abandon all your freedoms, live in total fear, and COVID is your new daddy, and so America is suspended because COVID. But they don't want to know the source of it. They don't want to get down to the bottom of it. They don't want to know who created it, why it was created, who funded it. And then they find this lab in California with COVID and mice engineered to contract it and spread it, and they don't want to say anything about that either. But you know if there's a COVID outbreak, they're going to tell you, hey, you need to lock down, and we're taking over again. And they're trying to do that, by the way. They're saying there's a COVID wave happening right now. So they're already spreading the propaganda. But don't talk about that lab. Just live in fear of the virus. This government tyranny knows no bounds. The whole concept behind cryptocurrencies is to get the government out of our transactions and something we can have, that it's not a fiat currency controlled by the central banks, but your loving government's getting involved in that as well now. And by the way, how they used it to launder money and political campaign finance violations with Sam Bankman-Fried, they dropped all those charges. So they use crypto to steal money and enrich themselves, but you're not allowed to. Crypto staking rewards are taxable once received. The IRS is now going to be coming after your crypto. SEC requests Coinbase to halt trading in all cryptocurrencies except Bitcoin, CEO reveals, which probably just means that they've already got the plan in place to steal your Bitcoin and to make you pay the government money to have Bitcoin. Total tyranny. They can't have the power of the purse. They can't have the power of their central bank currencies to be stolen from them. So they're going to try to destroy crypto now and intimidate you out of having crypto, intimidate the crypto community out of doing payments and transfers in crypto. And this is what it's all about. So we the people say, we're sick of your rigged fiat currency. We're going to have a cryptocurrency that we're in charge of, that we're going to mutually agree on its value and do payments and exchanges. And here comes the SEC and the IRS, and they say, not so fast. You thought you were free. You're not. You thought you were going to escape our fiat currency control over you. Not so fast. Here comes Biden's IRS. Here comes Biden's SEC. I don't think this story goes anywhere. And I'll be interested to see what backlash or protest the crypto community has in response. They're very active on the internet, but they don't really get politically active in the streets. But if the SEC and the IRS crushes all of their crypto assets and savings, well, they're going to have a problem on their hands. And that's exactly what they're intending to do, ladies and gentlemen. They also want to tax your unrealized gains. We just need to end property taxes altogether. It's really that simple. Just probably end all taxes, but we'll start somewhere. We'll end property taxes first. That's why we're having a rally to end property taxes September 23rd in front of the governor's mansion at noon. We'll be there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Alex Jones coming back in studio. He's going to be in studio hosting the War Room with me today with a big announcement for InfoWars Future. But InfoWars Future is in your hands. It's simple as that. And InfoWarsStore.com is the best way to support us, as well as spreading the links, telling others about the show and about the great products. When you go and write a 5-star review at InfoWarsStore.com, somebody else reads that, knows that the products are the highest quality, and then becomes a shopper at InfoWarsStore.com themselves. And the new sale is Christmas in August. Christmas in August is live now at InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, we have a brand new product, Rebel Zen CBD. Rebel Zen CBD is 33% off introductory price, 33% off Rebel Zen CBD. But the big savings right now is on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is finally back in stock. It always sells out. Very popular. I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. It's back in stock. It's 25% off. It's got 100% of your daily value of so many vitamins and minerals, including vitamin C, D, E, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, and so much more. Learn more about this product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 25% off. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. When we come back, I'm going to get into the latest Biden crime family news, and then Judge Andrew Napolitano responds to it.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Joining us, he wants to talk Biden crime family, Trump's legal problems as well. Let's just look at all the developments here. Devin Archer testifies Joe Biden was on speakerphone for 20 calls with Hunter Biden. And so, of course, that means Joe Biden lied that he never talked to his son or had no idea about his business dealings. But we already knew that from other voicemails and texts as well. But now the media is spinning and saying, hey, he just called to ask about the weather. Oh, of course, we trust you guys. Devin Archer testifies Joe Biden met with Moscow mayor's wife in Georgetown, who wired $3.5 million to Hunter, and then Joe kept her off sanctions list. It's pay for play, see? They did it in Russia, they did it in Ukraine, they did it in Kazakhstan. It's the Biden crime family. When Biden gets political power, he sells that influence and enriches himself in the process. The New York Times spinning it today. Headline, Biden spoke with Hunter Biden's associates repeatedly, says Devin Archer. Now remember, Joe Biden has denied this. The mainstream media has carried water for this lie. And then here is the first sentence from the New York Times story. A
it has long been known that the elder Mr. Biden, that's Joe Biden, at times interacted with his son's business partners. Oh, they knew it all along. Well, of course they knew it all along. We all knew it all along. We've seen the texts. We've heard the voicemails. So, yeah, we knew that all along. But the New York Times and Joe Biden lied and denied it. Now they're telling you, hey, whoa, no. We all knew that. There's no breaking news here. So it went from Joe Biden never talked to Hunter's business partners to, of course Joe Biden talked to Hunter's business partners. We all knew that. There's nothing new here. These Democrats, they're soulless. They are just totally soulless. Devin Archer tells lawmakers Joe Biden is the big guy. So 10% for the big guy. That's now confirmed. And now they're spinning it and they're saying it was the illusion of influence, as if that's better. So, okay, maybe you're not committing treason, but the liberal media is saying, oh, it was the illusion of influence. So Hunter Biden meets with these wealthy international businessmen, and he's able to land himself million-dollar jobs and million-dollar payments under the illusion, they say, the illusion that they were getting access to Joe Biden. Okay, let's even accept that BS. So, in other words, the Bidens have no ethics. So that's what they're going with now. Because it's all been caught. I mean, you know, Joe Biden was selling the country out for millions of dollars. Hunter was his bagman, his mule. So was his brother. It's just, we know it. But now the media is saying, oh, they were just selling the illusion of influence. So in other words, hey, yeah, the Bidens have no business ethics. The Bidens have no ethics at all. They lie to people. They screw people over. They rob millions of dollars. But hey, he wasn't actually selling the country out. He's just an unethical bastard. That's their defense today. Should we remember? See, now I got to say, there's actually, whoever Joe Biden's lawyers are, they're smart enough to build up rhetoric for years as a legal defense. So all this time when Joe Biden talks about, I always call my grandchildren, now they say, see, he always calls his grandkids. And yeah, he calls Hunter Biden on the phone to ask about the weather. Oh, but it turns out his grandkids are getting money too. And it turns out his grandkids are meeting with Russians too and meeting with Ukrainians too. Oh, but he's just calling them to check on the weather. I'm sure it's not them saying, hey, here's my dad. Ha ha. Hunter Biden to daughter Naomi Biden, January 3rd, 2019. Quote, I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. That's a Hunter Biden text to Naomi Biden. We've had this all along. This isn't new news, but it's just a reminder. So, was Joe Biden getting 10%? Was Joe Biden getting half? Apparently, the family didn't like that Joe was taking all their money because they'd be going around selling his illusion of influence, and then Joe would take all the money. And then Hunter pretty much lays it all out here in these texts to Naomi, to all the family. All the family. I hope you all, that's all Bidens, I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. They were all selling the illusion of influence, the illusion of access to Joe Biden. They're caught red-handed. The only question is, do the Republicans or does anybody in this country have any testicular fortitude or spine to do anything about this blatant criminal family in the White House? Perjury. Hunter Biden caught misleading judge under oath over bar membership in Connecticut. The judge asked if he was a member of the bar. Hunter said yes, District of Columbia and Connecticut, but he was suspended from practicing law 2 years earlier for failing to pay his annual fees. Connecticut lawyer Kevin Renee says this statement from Hunter Biden is extraordinary. A lawyer who was asked under oath where he is admitted to practice and does not include in his response that he is suspended from practice in one of them has misled the court. A Biden misleading, misrepresenting the truth? Couldn't be. Not the Bidens. Oversight Committee GOP oversight, Biden family investigation. Representative James Comer is demanding documents from a high-powered Democrat donor who bought Hunter Biden's art and was appointed to a commission by President Biden. Pay-to-play scheme? House panel demands documents from Hunter Biden art buyer Elizabeth Naftali. Yeah, Hunter Biden selling his art for millions of dollars is perfectly normal. Nothing to see here. Finally, the House is investigating that a year later. House Oversight Chairman James Comer says some of Hunter Biden's blow paintings, no pun there, that's what he does, is he takes the straw that he used to snort coke through, and now he blows paint out the other end and calls it art. And they were going to China. They were going to China. That surprises nobody. House Republicans launch investigation of Hunter Biden's deferred plea deal. So now they want to get down to the bottom of this plea deal. And it's a pretty fair question to ask. I doubt Hunter Biden's lawyers are this stupid. But this is the illusion, because apparently the Bidens are all about illusion. This is the illusion. They want you to believe that Biden's lawyers, Hunter Biden's lawyers, didn't understand that his plea deal would not protect him from future crimes or future investigations or, applicable to this situation, an ongoing FARA violation. So Hunter Biden acting as a foreign agent without registering as a foreign agent, that is an ongoing investigation by the DOJ. Now, obviously, Biden's DOJ, you don't expect anything to come of it, but yet that investigation is ongoing, and Hunter Biden himself and his lawyers were nervous enough about it that they wanted it wiped off the map. So when they found out that, no, this plea deal is not going to make you immune from not registering as a foreign agent, that this another investigation is on, then the plea deal fell apart. So what, how do Hunter Biden or his lawyers fall under the impression with no reason whatsoever? I mean, it'd be one thing if they had the deal worked out. Obviously, the deal wasn't worked out. They just assumed that the charges would be dropped. They just assumed that the investigation would be concluded. Why did they assume that? Well, the House Oversight Committee wants to know why they assumed that. But also, it goes beyond that as to why Hunter Biden would get such a sweetheart deal in the first place. In the first place. It's happening. Chairman James Comer spoke with Speaker Kevin McCarthy about impeachment following Devin Archer testimony. Yeah, it's just time to move forward with the impeachment. Just impeach Biden. Get all the crimes out there. Give us Kamala Harris. We just have to accept it now, folks. I get it. Kamala Harris. Oh, what a disaster. What an embarrassment. Folks, it's already an embarrassment. It's already a disaster. Give the Democrats what they want. They voted for Kamala Harris. They want the first female president. Let's give it to them. Let's give them cackling Kamala. Let's show what an embarrassment they really are, because they don't want Kamala either. Kamala is a complete joke. Everybody knows it. She's the cackling magic school bus lady. She can't even... I've met sixth graders that are better public speakers and more eloquent than Kamala Harris. GOP Representative Scott Perry, it's going to take an impeachment inquiry to get answers. The Biden DOJ and IRS are stonewalling. So, yeah, they can't get anything out of the IRS and the DOJ. They're protecting the Biden crime family. So they got to move forward with impeachment. And it's time for us to just say, yeah, Kamala Harris is an embarrassment, but let's give the Democrats what they voted for. First female president ever is going to be Kamala Harris. Way to go, ladies. You've really done it.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.